In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Glad to be with you today. Looking at Genesis 44:18, "Then Judah, coming nearer, said boldly, I beseech thee, my Lord," he's speaking to Joseph, doesn't know it, "let thy servant speak a word in your ears, and be not angry with your servant, for after Pharaoh you are." In other words, he holds the governorship of Egypt. "My Lord, you did ask thy servant the first time, have you a father? Have you a brother? And we answered you, my Lord, we have a father, an old man, and a young boy that was born in his old age, whose brother by the mother is dead." In other words, Joseph is dead. "And he alone is left for his mother, and his father loves him tenderly." Joseph is just taking all this in, and Joseph is getting very emotional. "And thou saidst to thy servant, bring him hither to me, and I will set my eyes on him. We suggested to my Lord, the boy cannot leave his father, for if he leave him, he will die. And you said to your servants, except your youngest brother come with you, you shall not see my face any more. Therefore, when we were gone up to thy servant, our father, we told him all that my Lord had said. And our father said, go again and buy us a little wheat. And we said to him, we cannot go if the youngest brother go down with us not. We will set out together, otherwise without him, we dare not see the man's face. We dare not see Joseph's face without Benjamin. Wherefore, he answered, you know that my wife bore me too. One went out, and you said, a beast devoured him, and hither though he appears not. If you take this also, and anything befall my child in the way, you will bring down my gray hairs with the sorrow unto hell. Therefore I shall go to thy servant, our father, and the boy be wanting, whereas his life depends upon the life of him. And he shall see that he is not with us. He will die. He will die. And your servants shall bring down the gray hairs with sorrow unto hell. Let me be the proper servant who took him into my trust and promised, saying, if I bring him not again, I will be guilty of sin against my father forever. Therefore, your servant will stay instead of the boy in the service of my Lord. And let the boy go up with his brethren. For I cannot return to my father without the boy, lest I be a witness of calamity that will oppress my father." Joseph could no longer refrain himself before many that stood by. Whereupon he commanded that all should go out, and that no stranger would be present at their knowing one another. And he lifted up his voice with weeping, which the Egyptians and all the house of Pharaoh heard. He was wailing. He was wailing. And he said to his brethren, I am Joseph. Is my father yet living? I am Joseph. His brethren could not answer him, being struck with exceeding great fear. They're scared because they sold him into slavery. But you see, Joseph already forgave them. Joseph knew that God was with him. The Lord was with Joseph. Joseph knew that they meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Oh, I'm telling you today, the devil has tried to destroy you, but you know what? God means it for good. To those who love God and are called to his purpose, all things work together for the good. All things, yes, all things. Joseph knew that the Lord was with him. Joseph knew that he held nothing against his brothers. Joseph knew that he forgave his brothers. And he said to his brethren, I am Joseph. Is my father yet living? His brethren could not answer him, being struck with exceeding great fear. And he said mildly to them, Come nearer to me. And when they were come near him, he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Sounds like Jesus. I am Jesus, whom you sold into death. Be not afraid, and let it not seem to you a hard case that you sold me into these countries. For God sent me before you into Egypt for your preservation. That what you did in the will of God, so that you would be preserved, so that you would receive food, so that you would have what you needed. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. That's the whole thing. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. For it is 2 years since the famine began to be upon the land, and 5 years more remain, wherein there can be neither plowing nor reaping. And God sent me before, that you may be preserved from the earth and may have food to live. Not by your counsel was I sent hither, but by the will of God. You see, Joseph sees the bigger picture. It's not what you did to me, it's what God allowed. Because God was going to use me to feed the world, to feed my brothers, to feed my father, so that they would not die during the 7 years of famine. This is faith. This is faith. I tell you, this is faith. Joseph is the man of faith. He is the man of faith because he does see things through the eyes of God, not through the eyes of men. And God sent me before that you may be preserved upon the earth and may have food to live. Do you see things through the eyes of God, or do you see things through the eyes of yourself? Do you have revelation that God is going to work out good things through what you're suffering? Do you have revelation that the Lord means what you're going through for good, whatever you're going through, for good, and it's not going to destroy you if you surrender unto Jesus? Lord Jesus, I surrender unto you. Take care of everything. Lord Jesus Christ, I surrender unto you. Take care of everything. Lord Jesus Christ, I surrender unto you. Take care of everything. Do you see things through the eyes of the Lord, or do you just see this thing happening to you and you're going to be destroyed? You're not going to be destroyed. God means it for good. Even though it is not God's perfect will, He means it for good. And God sent me before that you may be preserved upon the earth and may have food to live. Not by your counsel was I sent hither, but the will of God, who hath made me, as it were, a father to Pharaoh, and lord of his whole house, and a governor in all the land of Egypt. Make haste and go up to my father, and say to him, Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of the whole land of Egypt. Come down to me and linger not. Oh, go get my dad. Go get my dad, whom I love and whom he loves. Wait till daddy sees that Joseph is alive. You see, the brothers were jealous. I'm going to tell you, jealousy is a terrible, terrible thing. When we are jealous, we have no idea what the other person is carrying. What you need to do is keep it to yourself. Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous. From jealousy comes sin. Don't be jealous. It's not worth it. You have no idea what the other person is carrying. They were jealous of Joseph because Joseph was had the favor of Israel. And they were jealous that he had a coat. And they were jealous even more when he said, I had a dream. And the dream was the sun and the moon, the mother and father, and 11 sheaves of wheat bow down to me, the 11 brothers. This is exactly what's happening. This is the fulfillment of the prophetic dream that Joseph had. The fulfillment of the prophetic dream that Joseph had. Now, I'm going to tell you, all dreams are not prophetic, but there are some dreams that are prophetic. I told you the prophetic dream that I had many years ago. My mother had broken her trachea. It was my fault. And it happened on my birthday. You know, the devil couldn't get at my throat, but he got at my mother's throat. She went down to the operating room 11 times. No one was fixing her. I was out of my mind with guilt, and not only with guilt, but what, you know, I pray for people and nothing's happening for my mother. I was getting bitter. I was getting angry. I was getting hateful. People would come to me and I would think, it's not going to work out, rather than say, surrender unto Jesus and it'll all work out. No, I wasn't at that place. But I had a dream on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, the 8th of December. And the dream was, I was a wet rug and Pat was a spark, and she was trying to put this wet rug on fire, and she kept on saying, Jesus loves you, Jesus loves you. And I said, Pat, don't you know that I'm being tormented by the devil? And she said, the devil hates Jesus Christ, and because he can't get at Jesus Christ, he's getting at you, and he's doing a good job. I found myself now awake and on my knees, and I gave everything to the Lord. I said, you are the healer. You bring her to the right doctor. I surrender my mother. And if it never happens, I surrender my mother. And you know what? That's the day that everything got unloosed. When I took the prophetic dream that God was really knocking on my door saying, you know what? The devil doesn't hate you. He hates Jesus Christ. And because he can't get at Jesus Christ, he's getting at you. I'm telling you, that's a real thing. He cannot destroy Jesus. Jesus has ascended into heaven. Jesus is the glorious resurrected Savior. He cannot touch Jesus. But because he cannot touch Jesus, he goes after the ones that Jesus loves. As the Father has loved me, Jesus said to you, so I have loved you. So the devil can't get at Jesus, but he can get at you. He can get at you. And I'm telling you, Joseph saw all this through the eyes of faith. And God sent me before that you may be preserved upon the earth and may have food to live. Not by your counsel was I hither sent, but by the will of God, and hath made me as it were father to Pharaoh and lord of his whole house and governor of the land of Egypt. Make haste, go to my father and say to him, thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of the whole land of Egypt. Come down to me, do not linger, and you shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, and you and your sons and your sons' sons shall sleep and sheep in their herds, and all things that thou hast, and there I will feed thee. For there are yet 5 more years of famine remaining, lest both you perish and your house and the things that you have. Behold, your eyes and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see that it is my mouth that speaks to you. You shall tell my father of all my glory and all things that you have seen in Egypt. Make haste and bring him to me. And falling upon the neck of his brother Benjamin, he embraced him and wept, and Benjamin in a like manner wept also on his neck. Now the brothers are going back to the father, and they have a different story to tell, that they sold Joseph into slavery, but God meant it for the good. Oh, the brothers didn't mean it for the good, but God meant it for the good, because God was with Joseph. God is with you. Do you know it today that the Lord is with you? The Lord is with me. Do you know it today? Do you know it today? Over all the obstacles, that to those who love God and are called to his purpose, all things work together for the good. Do you know it today? Do you know that God is involved with you in all the messes that either you made or were made through somebody else? God is involved with you. He is in the middle of the trial. He is in the middle of the anguish. He is in the middle of your heart. And Joseph kissed all his brethren and wept upon every one of them, after which they had emboldened to speak to him. And it was heard that the fame was abroad in the king's court, and the brethren of Joseph are come. And Pharaoh with his family were glad that Joseph's family had come. And he spoke to Joseph that he should give orders to his brethren, saying, load your beasts and go into the land of Canaan, and bring away from thence your father and your kindred, and come to me, and I will give you all the good things of Egypt, and you may eat the marrow of the land. Give orders also that they take wagons out of the land of Egypt for the carriage of their children and their wives, and say, take up your father, and make haste to come with all speed, and leave nothing of your house, hold stuff, for the riches of Egypt shall be yours. This is a pagan. This is a pagan king who's inviting Joseph's family to come to Egypt so that they will be filled with food, and they would have all that they needed during the next 5 years of famine. This is a pagan pharaoh. But you know what? Sometimes the pagans are much better than those who say that they're Christian. That's real. You know, one brother against another brother, one sister against another sister. Listen, and here is Pharaoh saying, go down and get your father. And bring all the kids and all the livestock with you. We have plenty of food. We're going to take care of you. Joseph has taken care of us, and we're going to take care of you. I tell you, to those who love God and are called to his purpose, all things work together for the good, even the bad things. Even the bad things. Everything works together for the good to those who love God. Give orders also that they take wagons out of the land of Egypt. And the sons of Israel did as they were bid, and Joseph gave them wagons according to Pharaoh's commandment and provisions for the way. He ordered also to be brought out for every one of them 2 robes, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 robes of the best. Remember that Benjamin is from the same mother that Joseph is from. He ordered also to be brought out for every one of them 2 robes, but Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 robes of the best, sending to his father as much money and raiment, adding besides 10 he-asses to carry off all the riches of Egypt, and as many she-asses carrying wheat and bread for the journey. So he sent away his brethren, and at their departing said to them, be not angry in the way. And they went up out of Egypt and came to the land of Canaan to their father Jacob. And they told him, saying, Joseph, your son, is living, and he is ruler in the land of Egypt. Which then Jacob heard, he awaked as if it were out of a deep sleep, yet did not believe them. They, on the other side, told the whole order of the thing. And when he saw the wagons and all that he had sent, his spirit revived. And he says, it is enough for me. If Joseph, my son, be yet living, I will go and see him before I die. You know, this is a man of faith that God completely anoints him for a pagan Pharaoh. But Pharaoh had a heart. He mightn't have been a believer, but he had a heart. And Joseph had a heart. He forgave his 11 brothers. He didn't say, you know, I suffered in Potiphar's jail. I suffered in the king's jail. What did you people do to me? Oh no, he saw that what was done to him was ordered by God Almighty, that God was in the mess, and he was going to make out of the mess fertilizer. And Joseph would be the one to save not only Egypt, but his family. This is God at work. God at work. And I'm telling you, the father Jacob is filled with joy. I wonder what he thought, though, about the 11 brothers, how they sold him into captivity. I wonder how he felt about them. I'm sure he could have given them a good looking at, but then he'd have to forgive them, because now God worked it together for the good. And Israel, taking his journey, that's Jacob, with all that he had, came to the well of the oath, and killing victims there to the God of his father Isaac. And he heard him by a vision in the night, calling him and saying to him, Jacob, Jacob. And he answered him, lo, here I am. God said to him, I am the most mighty God of thy father. Fear not, go down to Egypt, for I will make a great nation of you there. I will go down with you thither, and I will bring you back again from thence. Joseph also shall put his hands upon your eyes. That means when he dies. And Jacob rose up from the well of the oath, with his sons took him up, with their children and wives in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry the old man, and all that he had in the land of Canaan. And he came into Egypt with all his seed, his sons and grandsons, his daughters, and all his offspring together. And these are the names of the children of Israel that entered into Egypt, the children of his firstborn Reuben, the sons of Reuben. I'm just going to not give you their names. The sons of Simeon, the sons of Levi, the sons of Judah, the sons of Issachar, the sons of Zebulun, the sons of Gad, the sons of Asher, the sons of Zelpah, the sons of Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin. And the sons were born to Joseph in the land of Egypt from Aseneth, the daughter of Putipare, priest of Helicopolis, bore him Manasseh and Ephraim. The sons of Benjamin, Bela and Bashur, and Abel and Gera, and Naaman and Eki, and Ross and Nophim, and Oprim and Arad. These are the sons of Rachel, whom she bore to Jacob, all the souls, 14. The sons of Dan, the sons of Naphtali, the sons of Bala, all the souls that went with Jacob into Egypt and that came out of his thigh, besides his sons, his wives, in 66, and the sons of Joseph that were born to him in the land of Egypt, 2 souls. All the souls of the house of Jacob that entered into Egypt, there 70. And he sent Judah before him to Joseph to tell him that he should meet him in Goshen. And when he has come thither, Joseph made ready with his chariot and went up to meet his father in the same place. And seeing him, he fell upon his neck, and embracing him, he wept. This is emotional. This is emotional. Joseph was sold into slavery. God used this man. The power of God was on his life. He prophesied 7 years of famine and 7 years of good crop. And he told Pharaoh, we have to save. And he gets his whole family back. And Pharaoh has them all come back to live in Egypt in the land of Goshen. This is miraculous. This is miraculous. And Joseph said to his brethren and all his father's house, I will go up and I will tell Pharaoh and will say to him, my brethren of my father's house that were in the land of Canaan have come here to me. And the men are shepherds with their occupation to feed cattle. Their flocks and herds are all they have. They have brought everything with them. And when he shall call you, you shall say, what is your occupation? You shall answer, we are servants, our shepherds from our infancy until now, both we and our fathers. And this you shall say, that you may dwell in the land of Goshen, because the Egyptians have all shepherds in abomination. Let me tell you this, my friends. When God is for you, no one can be against you. When God is for you, no one can be against you. Oh yes, you'll go through the fiery furnace like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But if God is for you, no one can be against you. Everything will turn out all right. Everything will turn out all right. And that's hard to believe when you're going through the anguish. It's hard to believe when you're going through the mud. It's hard to believe when you're going through the pain. It's hard to believe, but you know what? God is in the midst of all of it somehow. If you belong to Jesus, he is in the midst of all of it somehow. And he will bring glory out of suffering. He will bring light out of darkness. He will bring peace out of pain. This is something that you must keep in your heart. The beautiful, beautiful tale, story, real life story of Joseph tells us God was with Joseph. If you have Jesus in your heart, God is with you. Jesus is with you. And nothing can destroy you. Nothing can come against you that will bring your destruction. Oh, they will try to destroy you. Oh, they will try to do these things. But I tell you, the Lord was with Joseph, and the Lord is with you. You've got to remember that in your heart. The Lord was with Joseph, and the Lord is with you. You must say, but I'm no prophetess. I'm no prophet. Makes no difference. You are part of the bride of Christ. You are part of His body. He loves you, and He will bring good out of all these messes. He loves you, and He will bring good out of all your messes, out of all your sicknesses. He will bring good because He knows how. Today I ask you to pray for Marion Haddad, who is in the hospital. She's part of our homeless ministry. Lord Jesus, heal Marion Haddad. I ask you to pray for Mariana. Lord Jesus, heal Mariana. I ask you to pray for my brother. Lord Jesus, heal my brother. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the word of God. Oh, what an emotional scene this must have been when Joseph met Jacob. What an emotional scene. And you know what? That's good to have emotions. That's good to weep. That's good to wail. That's wonderful. That's part of being human. I need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And you can give on PayPal, www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net. God works all things together for the good to those who love Him. Do you love Him? God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.